The dystopian novel, Huxley's Brave New World and Orwell's 1984, are two of the most famous examples of dystopian fiction in English. While Orwell's novel, though in some ways prophetic of today's mass media-dominated world, is in part a commentary on the rise of totalitarian regimes during the 1930s and 40s, Huxley's novel is more broadly speculative about the logical consequences of the development of Western technocratic societies. Indeed, Brave New World is much more ambivalent than Orwell's novel, as arguments against the society of control it represents are balanced by arguments in its favor. This ambivalence is reflected by the fact that today, in a period when many of the scientific advances described in Brave New World, such as genetic modification, have become, if not a reality, at least a probability, there is no clear ethical consensus as to how they should be regulated. Indeed, in many ways, what dystopian fiction is in general imagined as a nightmarish possibility has by now, in attenuated form, become an acceptable part of the fabric of reality. Guy Debord's The Society of the Spectacle, an analysis of the logic of modern democracies, speaks about the spectacularization of life as the principal form of control exercised on such societies. In this form of organization, we have a soft version of the single-party regimes imagined by Orwell and Huxley. The spectacle's logic is to transform life as it is lived into a perpetual spectacular representation, which becomes the glue that holds society together and which hides the underlying misery of its real conditions of production and social relations. From an exciting, dynamic advertisement for training shoes featuring some well-known sports stars, for example, we can learn nothing about the actual conditions and costs of their production, no more than we can about the exploitation of people work in the factories which make them. The spectacle presents only one moment in the chain of relations that lead from production to consumption, but does so as though this were the totality of those relations. Entrapped in the spectacle's promise of consumer fulfillment, Debord says, people lose sight of the actual conditions of their lives, accepting desires which are imposed on them for their own and misunderstanding or ignoring their relations, both indirect and direct, with others.